The Biden administration has unveiled a strategy aimed at preventing and responding to gun violence. In part, it's a response to a spike in gun violence that many attribute to the reopening after the pandemic, as well as normal seasonal changes.
The increase in violent crime in 2020 and early 2021 is deeply troubling.
Merrick Garland is the U.S. Attorney General. He joined President Joe Biden at a White House announcement of the new strategy, following a meeting with local mayors, police chiefs, state attorneys general, and community organizations, where they discussed how to reduce gun violence. Biden says it's an issue that should bring people together.
Folks, this shouldn't be a red or blue issue. It's an American issue. We're not changing the Constitution. We're enforcing it, being reasonable. We're taking on the bad actors doing bad and dangerous things in our communities and to our country. Talk to most responsible gun owners and hunters. They'll tell you there's no possible justification for having 100 rounds in a magazine of a gun. Like I've said before, what do you think? The deer wearing Kevlar vest?
Biden's new strategy comes in five parts. The first part is to stem the flow of firearms used in violent crimes. He quoted a study that shows 90% of illegal guns found at crime scenes are sold by 5% of gun dealers. He says these merchants of death are breaking the law for profit, and he says he's going to crack down.
It's zero tolerance for gun dealers who willfully violate key existing laws and regulations. Let me repeat, zero tolerance. If you willfully sell a gun to someone who's prohibited from possessing it, if you willfully fail to run a background check, if you willfully falsify a record, if you willfully fail to cooperate with the tracing requests or inspections, my message to you is this: we'll find you, and we will seek your license to sell guns. We'll make sure you can't sell death and mayhem on our streets.
Another part of the strategy is to make resources available at the local level to address violent crime and its root causes. For that, Biden is telling local governments they can use $350 billion from the COVID relief package known as the American Rescue Plan.
For example, cities experiencing an increase in gun violence were able to use the American Rescue Plan dollars to hire police officers needed for community policing and to pay their overtime. Mayors will also be able to buy crime-fighting technologies like gunshot detection systems to better see and stop gun violence in their communities. They can use the funding to scale up wraparound services for the residents as well, including substance abuse and mental health services that we know will make a difference in prevention of crime.
Other parts of the strategy include expanding summer jobs and programs for youths and helping formerly incarcerated people re-enter society. Beyond the new strategy, Biden says he and Vice President Kamala Harris have been working to lift a federal freeze on gun violence research.
Guess what? Why should they not be able to study gun violence and what causes it? But there's been a block on it. I want to unfreeze that. As president, my budget doubles funding for the gun violence research at the CDC and the National Institutes of Health, the NIH. To study gun violence as a public health threat that it is.
The new strategy comes as many people have become frustrated by what they see as inaction from Congress in the wake of recent high-profile mass shootings. Biden took the opportunity to again call on Congress to act on gun violence.
We have an opportunity to come together now, as Democrats and Republicans, as fellow Americans, to fulfill the first responsibility of government on our democracy, to keep each other safe. Enough. That means Congress passing sensible gun prevention, violence prevention initiatives is worried. It makes sense. Background checks, ban on assault weapons, repeal of liability shield for gun manufacturers. It means the Senate reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act, my proudest legislative accomplishment, to close the so-called boyfriend loophole. It's boyfriend and stalking loophole. To keep guns out of the hands of abusers.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.